I'm anxiously pacing the lobby of this high-end hotel, trying to convince myself to leave. I know I shouldn't be here and you shouldn't have come. We both have no business having contact with one another, but I'm just as drawn to you as I've always been. We spent so long exchanging messages, at first just talking, then flirting, then sharing intimate fantasies. We crossed the line when we began sharing risque photos and talking about meeting in person. I've tried to forget you more than once, but here I am, staring at myself in the reflection of the lobby's elevator door. My body seems to be moving on its own as I board the elevator and press the floor number of your hotel room. The extended lift gives me more time to think about how I arrived here. We hadn't spoken in years, but I was done torturing myself. I was tired of being without you. I'm such a selfish girl, unwilling to leave my husband, but unable to leave you alone. My husband's a good man, and I should be home with him. But something inside me says I need you. I've never felt this way before in all my years of marriage. You're irresistible. I disembark the elevator and turn down the hallway, my heels echoing with every step I take. I smooth out my skirt and read the room numbers as I make my way closer to you. I rekindled our relationship by sending you a message after an extended absence. You said you had a wonderful girlfriend, but there wasn't a woman alive that you wouldn't cheat on to be with me. That should have put me off, but instead it turned me on. We made up for lost time, filling each other in on what had changed over the years. Despite how different our lives were, one thing remained the same: our mutual attraction. We're drawn together like gravity, invisible, but impossible to ignore. I arrive at your suite but hesitate to knock. I should be angry with you. We finally agreed to meet, to taste that tempting forbidden fruit, and you ghosted me. No messages, no phone calls, no explanation as to why you abandoned me. I've spent sleepless nights crying a thousand tears, mourning the loss of you and letting you haunt my fantasies of what might have been. I felt foolish in trusting you not to hurt me, my pain turning to anger because I wasn't supposed to be jilted. I'm stunned at how quickly you were able to disarm me with a two-word message. I'm here. I raise my closed hand to knock on the door and it swings open, as if you could feel my presence from the other side. You're standing before me in a nicely tailored suit and my jaw drops in awe at the sight of you. The photos you sent me did not do you justice. You step aside to let me into the suite and lock the door behind us. You take my jacket and lay it over a chair. I turn to face you and your cheeks flush a sweet cerise color. Your eyes drink me in as they glance over my little black dress and matching pumps. My curves are making your body react as I can see the cock outline start to form in your slacks. You attempt to speak and I stop you before you can make a sound. You won't break my nerves so easily. Me first, I start. What you did wasn't fair, but don't apologize for it. If you were sorry, you wouldn't have abandoned me in the first place. Regardless of your reason, I had to find a way to forgive you, or the heartbreak would have destroyed me. I don't know why you have this hold on me, but I'm not going to fight it. If you want me, take me. If not, let me go. You slowly step towards me as if approaching a frightened animal. I stand firm and let you close the distance between us. Your hand cups my cheek as your other hand finds my hip. I close my eyes and you press your mouth to mine. I feel the air leave my lungs as you press me against the wall of your suite. I slide your jacket off and make quick work of your shirt buttons. Your mouth explores my neck as you unzip the back of my dress. It falls to the floor and you marvel at my red lingerie. I am flattered that you remember red as my favorite color. I kneel in front of you and quickly undo your belt, button, and zipper. As I pull your slacks and boxers down in one movement, I am met with your stiffened cock. I am overcome with hunger and take your manhood into my mouth. I'm eager to taste you, to swallow you deep. You lace your fingers into my hair and hold my head still as you continue to thrust your cock in and out of my throat, claiming my mouth in the most tender way. I withdraw your cock from my mouth and rise to my feet. I press my hands to your chest, forcing you onto the bed. I strip off my lingerie and mount you, my pussy dripping wet and aching for stimulation. I lower myself onto your cock, slowly engulfing every inch of you into my juicy cunt. My sweetest dreams could not have prepared me for how good your dick would feel. I look up at the wide, unobstructed window next to the bed. The city skyline glints in the night as I realize we are exposed to the world. A concerned expression befalls your face, but I can't find the focus to care. Fuck it. Let them watch, I say as I begin to ride your cock. I move my hips up and down your shaft, taking care to let you feel every part of my tight hole. I lean forward, lowering my tits to your face. You take my nipple into your mouth and suck it hard. Fuck, I need more of you. I ride you faster, harder. You push your hips up to meet me on every thrust. I sit up and brace my hands against your chest. I can feel the tension build in my pussy as I bounce on your dick in a desperate race to orgasm. You grip my hips hard and thrust yourself deep inside of me. My skin ignites as I combust, euphoria ripping through my body as my pussy creams on your cock. Collapse onto your chest to catch my breath. You cradle me into your arms and leave a trail of needy kisses on my face as you keep the friction between our legs. You twist your hip and lay me onto the bed. Your cock vacates my opening and I feel a moment of dejection before you roll me onto my stomach and pull my hips up from the mattress. I look up, catching our reflection in the window, and realize you are exposing yourself to the world as much as I did while riding you. I find it endearing that you are willing to be as vulnerable as I am. Your cock traces my slit before finally pushing its way inside. The moisture from my orgasm dripping down my thighs. You take hold of my hips and thrust your cock to the hilt into my tight pussy. A groan escapes your lips as you begin to pump yourself in and out of my cunt. Your movements are intense and greedy. You are urgent for release, and I can't blame you after how selfish I'd just been. My hands grip the sheets as you pull my hair, forcing my gaze to meet yours in the reflection of the window. Fuck. Every thrust of your cock sends my senses on fire. You're such a good fuck. You grip my body and fuck me harder. More, baby. Fuck me faster. Fuck my tight pussy. Your cock tenses and I push back against you. I need to come. I know you do too. Fuck me, babe. Claim my pussy. Come inside me. I peek again, my pussy squeezing around your cock, draining your balls of every drop of cum that you have. You remain inside me until you're certain you are empty, then fall beside me in exhausted elation. I turn to my side, facing you, closing my legs together in an attempt to keep your cum safely inside me. Our eyes meet as we pant at one another. You pull me onto your chest as we calm down from our climax. You open your mouth in an attempt to speak, but I stop you again. I know we have a lot to talk about, but I want to stay in this moment just a bit longer. So much has led up to this, and I want to savor every second of it. You kiss my forehead and stroke my hair, our eyes closing for a brief rest. A silent tear rolls down my cheek as I realize uncertainty hurts more than rejection.